This recording, Jamaica 10, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So, she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That era was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally, when you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful birds. Before long, that itchy goose began to stir around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma." Which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was very strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 6 or 5 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millenarian lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. In Jamaica, there is one specific language, which is called a patois, that everybody is accustomed to, right? We are born knowing the patois instead of standard English. But some persons think that based on how Jamaicans speak, different Jamaicans speak, there are different patois. But that is not so. It is their accent, which persons think that, but the accent has a lot to do with where we come from. Jamaica has 14 parishes. The urban area is classified as Kingston and St. Andrew. Persons outside of Kingston and St. Andrew, their areas are classified as the rural area. For mostly in rural areas, the accent differs. For example, in St. Elizabeth, they have a deeper accent for those who live in Clarendon or St. Anne's or Montego Bay. So the accent has a lot to do with the way we speak and how we sound, and that sometimes give people the idea that there are a lot of different patois, but there's just one patois. And meaning, in a case where St. Elizabeth accent is deeper, as in they have a stronger patois, like Minena Gudongde. It's much stronger than persons living in the town area, the urban area, which sometimes they try to talk the English, but they mix it up. Like, for example, me never did ago. I wasn't going to. It's not, they don't give a proper pronunciation of the English words.